Ticket texters, it's a house, not a museum. The cost of cleaning it is less than the cost of looking like a fool to your wife. Don't feel bad, Cookies. I'm 32 years old. I have a dad moment almost every time someone closes a door too loudly.
Oh, yeah.
Stop slamming doors!
Oh. There's a bunch of those on Twitch, too. The loud noises.
Costa is unleashing his cop on his wife.
Oh, boy.
I'm being a couch cop. This one says, don't swingers usually have plastic covers on their couch? Guys, would you stop?
Yeah, I don't want any of those stains.
Says, no cookies on the couch.
What are you about to ask? You have the black light?
No.
Just to see if there's any stains. No.
I don't own a black light, John, and I wouldn't be anyway. This one says, John should know as well as anyone that these rules pertaining to food and drinks in restricted areas last about a week. It's losing battle. You get upset, but then choose to fight other battles. Pick your battles.
Oh, How close is your table?
It's close.
Like, can you see the TV?
Yes. If you're on an angle and it's a newer TV, bigger TV, yeah, you can get away with sitting at the kitchen
area. So you tell your wife, hey, you need to sit in this chair, hold your head at this angle so that you could see the TV while you eat.
I'm just saying, no pasta bolognese on the new
but
white
to
couch.
To that texter's point, yes, it doesn't last very long.
No, it doesn't.
But is you've got to lay down the law every once in a while, and then it does loosen up. But they are very aware that if something happens, there's hell to pay.
This one says, I hope your wife pulls the same rule in football season when you want buffalo chicken dip on the couch. Well, by that point, we'll probably have stained it and then the rules are out. just being honest.
Rules don't apply to you.
That's right. That's his house.
Keep it nice as long as you can. And then
it's the cost of kingdom.
See, I don't like this insinuation here. We are equals in this home, even if I'm doing if I'm doing a bad job explaining it on the radio. Ticket texter says, I'm on Cookie's side. Unwritten rule, keep it as nice as you can for as long as possible.
Yes.
I would assume
that your wife would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would also think that in her mind, she feels like she's a big girl and can make that decision for herself.
If I could paraphrase Jim Harbaugh, as neat as you can, as long as you can, and as clean as you can.
Yes.
Mark in Farmington Hills, we want stories of spouses ruining furniture, kids ruining furniture, and then we want to know if you eat on your couch or not. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. So we had moved into our house, all white walls, and we had some new furniture, and our daughter decided she was very upset. She didn't have any artwork, and she decided to take a black Sharpie to the walls, starting upstairs in the hallway, down the stairway, across into the living room, and then onto the couch. And if you know anything about black Sharpies, they are very difficult to remove, and new drywall absorbs because you have that real white coat of paint on it, so we had to repaint. We had to use Kills and then repaint the whole house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you got to prime it. Kill it.
Oh my gosh.
And 3 years old, that's right around the age you guys both have, right? John and Heather.
Yeah. Yes. How old is your daughter now, Mark?
She is 42, and she is a loving mother of two children. And the funny part is my granddaughter is an artist, but she uses canvas.
is at some point.
That's great.
Yeah, it always comes back to haunt you.
Absolutely.
Hey, good stuff, Mark. Appreciate you calling in this morning. Let's get to Bill in Whitmore Lake. Bill, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen and lady. Enjoying the show as usual. So I had my wife in our younger days worked at a furniture store and bought a beautiful new couch. It was our first big purchase as a couple. And within one day, a friend of ours burnt a giant cigarette hole in it.
Why?
Giant burn hole.
Why? How?
We were having a party, and that was back in the days when we let people smoke in the house, and, you know, things happen. But we had to look at that stupid burn hole for like 15, 20 years until we got rid of the couch. It couldn't flip the cover, the cushion or anything. It was just right there, front and center, and to this day, I'm mad just thinking about it.
Oh, be infuriating. Yeah. I'd be so upset.
Yeah. Still friends with this individual?
It was a really expensive couch, too.
Yeah.
Way more than we should have paid at the time, you know, on our budget. So. Mm-hmm.
Still friends with this individual that burned it in your couch?
Yeah, not as good of friends.
Yeah, that changes the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whew. Yeah. It's fortunately Cran. So I instantly Google it because I was concerned that, all right, Dad was on duty. This happens. When Lisa comes home, this is going to be on me, not on Teddy. And I mean, she's much more logical than that, but that's instantly what my mind goes to. And I'm like, okay, how do I remove this? It was actually quite simple. I Googled it, watched a YouTube video, and it all of them basically said, use a little dish soap with hot water on a rag in a circular motion.
That's it, and it
got it all up. Now it was over the entire cushion, so it took me a while. But
what kind of material was it? It was like a suede or a... Yeah,
no, that's not leather. It's a fabric.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but you got to, you have to know right away. You have to catch it right away. Cause if it sets in,
well, it's a crayon. So yeah,
crayon.
If it's a marker or something like that, it's a whole different mess. Yeah.
Correct. Ticket texter says brand new couch. My dog threw up right in the corner by the armrest.
Oh, man.
Somehow maneuvered the couch pillow over it. 2 days and many sniffs before I found it, John in Brighton.
Oh, at that point, too, it's seeping down in between the armrest and the cushion.
Yeah, I don't think your circular motion and soap is fixing that. I think that couch is toast. You guys are not fair on the ticket text. This one says, Jim, did you just say your wife should be in the kitchen more? Is that what it's not what it's, I said?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
That's not what I said.
Yeah.
I said there's we both should be eating.
After you make the food, stay in the kitchen.
Do the dishes.
Yeah.
I said,
I'll be in here playing my video game.
We both need to eat messy food in the kitchen and not on the couch while it's new. We both do.
So let me ask you this question.
Yes.
You said your wife's away.
Yeah.
Have you eaten in there?
Yes. Long pause. Yes.
But not messy food. I had popcorn on the couch. You can sweep up crumbs.
Greasy hands, though.
No. You can crumbs.
You don't eat the plain popcorn, do you?
One piece sit there long enough, the oils.
Yeah, the butter.
Yes.
Should be butter on it.
Yes. Okay. Butter in your popcorn.
Yeah.
That can ruin a couch.
It can leave a mark.
Uh-huh.
That's going to leave a mark.
Well, I don't think I have, so... We're good for now.
I knew it. I knew as soon as she left, he was going to be eating on the couch. Rules are for you, not me.
Last one.
Did you not hear? It's my house.
It's not what I'm saying. I don't like this connotation. Kyle and Howell says, the wife and I got a new couch.
Life coach.
Yeah, right. Before COVID. The first night on the couch, we spilled red wine.
Oh, boy.
Came out no problem with club soda. We now have a wine room. So they've decided, hey.
Well, they up the ante.
Yeah.
Look
like
at
that.
Wow, yeah.
All right, we are going to get to the Lions training camp stuff at 8:35. We have the biggest storylines and some thoughts on it because the Lions are back out at practice today. Dan Campbell going to speak with the media this hour. Dave Burkett, we got to get to the latest from him. This stat I keep teasing, this sobering stat. Why has it got to be a buzzkill? But maybe it is healthy for us to hear going into a season where I think emotionally we're all in on the Detroit Lions. It's 97-1.
Hey, why watch the games on the couch when you might have somebody looking over your shoulder saying, why are you doing that on the couch? Where you could actually watch this at one of the greatest places in the world to watch a game. That's the Circa Resort and Casino. And it's Stadium Swim. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen, but that's not in your living room. That's Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events. You got swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls. It's built for a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Cost and I are going to be out there at the end of August in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircleLasVegas.com.
Dan Campbell at the podium. Lions are back on the practice field today. Football is in the air. Everybody's excited about a Super Bowl caliber football team in Detroit. First time we could say that in my life, in your life, whoever you are listening, it's the first time we've had a team this good, we're this excited about. Now, Dan Campbell with, I thought, a great quote as he stepped to the podium today to put this season in perspective. He said, they have to keep their foot on their gas. They can't lose their identity. Never lose that. I believe what we did can carry over this year. I really do, as long as we go to work. Mm-hmm. He said, we will not lose our identity. That is the most important thing to me.
Here's another one, and it goes right along with it. He says, we don't live off of reputation. We live off of work. I think that's
a great quote.
It kind of nails it, because at the end of the season, he mentioned, hey, it's going to be really hard to get back here. There's no guarantee we ever get back here. And you look at that and you say, yeah, you know what? Can momentum carry over from year to year? I don't really believe in that. Confidence, because this team in large part is still intact from last year. The major players that were a part of that great success last year are here this year. So you could build on the lessons learned, the confidence that was built going into this season.
Here's the Dave Burkett stat, and you do with this what you will. Dave Burkett, who, by the way, is covering the Olympics now.
Yeah.
Fun career opportunity for him.
But throwing a wet blanket over here.
Dave, we love you, but this is a sobering stat. No NFC runner-up, which the Lions were last year, no NFC runner-up has gone on to win the Super Bowl the next season since the 96 Packers. We're talking damn near 30 years. The Lions would have to buck the historical trend this year to go from NFC runner-up to Super Bowl champs. Is that being a buzzkill, John, or is that some needed context going into this season? Kind of keeping people measured at a time where things can kind of get crazy.
Well, I think it's needed context, and I think it plays into what Dan Campbell talked about and said at the end of the season. And it just, when you think about it, it's, and I'll tell you what, before we even go any further, I do want to just hear from Dan Campbell.
Okay.
This is the context that Dan Campbell entered this offseason with, coming out of the loss in the NFC Championship game. So, not to pick at that scab anymore. Hopefully it's starting to, you know, scar up. You're starting to move on to this year. But he nailed it. And it goes in context with what he has said already this morning when he talked about the determination, the work that had to go in. Everything that he said there, we've seen play off. Have the division opponents tried to get better?
Yep.
Yes. Have NFC opponents tried to get better? And have they got better? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sneaking up on anyone. You won 12 games last year.
Schedule's going to be tougher.
Two playoff games. You're an NFC championship game participant. Everybody knows exactly what the Detroit Lions are. They know what Dan Campbell is. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson. Like, all of these individuals, and then collectively as a team, have been talked about. Power rankings come out. In some of them, the Lions are the number one team. And so you're not sneaking up on anyone. And he then starts the morning off with, we don't live off of reputation, we live off of work. It's exactly what he talked about. And you could hear the exhaustion, his voice was different in that press conference. But he absolutely nailed what we've seen throughout this offseason and now what we will see this year.
Couple things with Dan Campbell at the podium. One, he's rocking a new grit hat.
Oh.
And did you see this podium that he's behind right now?
Yeah, I know there's a new partnership with...
It's Meyer, right?
Meyer Performance Center.
It is, because he nearly knocked over the podium this offseason. I mean, this is... How would you describe this podium, John?
It's wide. It's tall.
It's like a phone booth. He's in it's like a roller coaster seat. He can't... There's enough room for him to move around in that thing. And
yeah. He can get a good grip.
Yeah.
You know, he could pound on the podium a little bit.
Well, we know he gets animated. He's a passionate person.
Yeah.
And they wanted to reinforce the podium. They more than reinforced it. They could fit like two Dan Campbells in that podium.
It looks at this one, too, like there might even be a side drawer that you could pull out and maybe, you know, leave
props.
Something in there. Yeah.
Oh. Props at the press conferences this year.
Colton Pouncey tweeted out a picture of this, and I made the comment that it looked photoshopped. It looks that large.
Heather, have you seen the podium?
So this is from afar. You could, yeah.
Like, how would you describe this?
comical?
Yes.
It'll be interesting because it's, Dan's a big dude, right?
Yeah.
And so him behind this podium, it's big, but I think when we see, you know, Aaron Glenn, who's not nearly as big as Dan, or Ben Johnson, Amon-Ra, yeah, he might need a stool.
Just his
anybody
eyes.
Anybody got a box
the
I can stand on? Gotta reach the mic. It's a big podium.
It's comical's a great word, Heather. It is a comical podium that Dan Campbell is standing in front of and addressing the Lions media today. They're back out at practice. We're gonna get into the big camp storylines coming up at 8:35. Heather, let's get to the news.
You might have seen this video trending all over social media. A geyser erupted unexpectedly at Yellowstone on Tuesday, sending tourists just scrambling in fear. It took place around the Biscayne Basin area of the park, which is just about 2 miles away from Old Faithful. They say nobody was injured, but when you look at the aftermath, the boardwalk where you can walk to observe all these, you know, hydrothermal pools was just destroyed. And this explosion sent debris flying in the air. So people were, and obviously quite scary. You're not expecting that to happen. I was just there, I guess now probably last year around this time. You're not expecting that to happen where they were walking, right?
It's a massive explosion.
It's massive. Video of it has gone viral all over social media. Officials say that these hydrothermal explosions are relatively common in the national park. Of course they are, but not necessarily expected. So pretty crazy. Also crazy. Glad there's no video of this. A New Jersey man was arrested, you guys, for decapitating a seagull.
What?
Over some stolen French fries. This is wild. This guy was spending some time at the Jersey Shore with his family earlier this month when a seagull attempted to steal some French fries from his daughter.
That's what seagulls do.
We've all been to the beach or to areas where these seagulls, they just want to grab your scraps, right? You drop some food, they're on it. Well, that's what the seagull did. Well, this guy was also on it. He was able to grab the seagull. He must have cat-like reflexes. And after he grabbed the seagull, off with its head.
What?
Just snaps its head off.
What kind of psycho?
And then he walked up to employees with
the
head of the seagull in one hand, the body in the other, and was like, hey, I need a bag to throw this seagull away. And during that confrontation with the employees, things turned a little aggressive, I guess, or confrontational. Police were called. This guy was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And then he was later charged with animal cruelty as well.
A little anger management in his future?
Consider me shocked that things got confrontational with the guy who decapitated a pigeon in his bare hands. Yeah, put him on some kind of list. Let's keep an eye on that guy.
Two of the Great Lakes have been named the bluest lakes in the world.
This is cool.
That's pretty darn cool. There are more than 304 million lakes on Earth. While this study, I don't think, looked at every single one, it looked at a lot of them. Yep. And they say that Lake Superior and Lake Ontario, they're in the top 10. In fact, they're not just in the top 10. They're number one and number two.
Hell
so
yeah.
Lake Ontario is considered the bluest lake in the world.
That's awesome.
They were using it. What they were doing was basically looking at like an overhead map of all the lakes. And then they were comparing the blueness of the lake in the photo of the map to like the truest blue color that exists.
Oh.
And Lake Ontario, number one. And then Lake Superior, number two.
It's so cool.
I
mean, people don't really realize until they do see some of those aerial photos in summer, obviously winter is a different matter, that how beautiful they are from above.
Yeah. Celine Dion is going to be performing on Friday during the Olympic opening ceremonies.
Oh, Doug will be excited.
He will be excited.
Yeah.
I know Celine Dion.
Exciting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of her groupies.
Yes.
Follows her around.
She's
goes
making
to concerts.
A ton of money for this. She's performing one song. She's being paid $2 million. And they're going to foot the bill for all of her travel accommodations and for her family to come down as well.
Oh, that's not included in the $2
million? No. They're going to do that on top, which is pretty incredible. This is going to be her first performance. Although I feel like I've read stories of her performing. Maybe not, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Her first performance since she kind of stepped away from the stage in 2022 because she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, which is so incredibly sad. I've seen her out. She has done like appearances, but I guess she hasn't actually performed. It's a devastating disorder, John.
No comment.
I'm happy that you immediately came in with a serious tone, because I was worried when you said stiff person syndrome that we were going to have like an offensive moment
it's
or something.
It's what it's called, and it's really, really sad.
I've never heard of it, to be fair.
You haven't heard of it?
But I'll take your word. Yeah.
With Celine Dion? Because I hadn't heard of it before she was diagnosed with it.
No, I didn't. I've heard
it's a really
Celine
crippling
Dion,
disease.
But
well, Google it. Look it up. It's really sad.
Occasionally afflicted with that myself. Yeah.
Okay.
And there it is.
You were begging. We asked for
it. Now, speaking of celebrities at the Olympics, did you know that Snoop Dogg's going to be there as well? He's heading to Paris. He's going to carry the Olympic torch.
He's still on stiff person syndrome. Heather, I'm here with you. We're doing this show.
I love Snoop Dogg, so he's going to be the second to last torchbearer. Yeah. I'm just moving on, you guys. There's no word who he's going to hand the torch to, but he's going to be there.
He is super fun, super likable. Snoop Dogg can be at everything.
Who doesn't like
Snoop? Yeah. Very entertaining. Yeah. Very relatable to so many people.
Yep.
And that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the biggest storylines ahead of Lions training camp. They're back. We don't need any stiff people at football practice today. Get a little knee bend. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you, understands you, and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you, understand you, and ask as many questions as possible so that they can build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live. It's where they work. They want us all to succeed, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell today at the largest podium I've ever seen in my entire life. The Lions are back at training camp. Good morning. We're talking about our football team. And as he says, they've come a long way and they have to put in the work still. You know, John, as we get to start the season here, the expectations are as high as they've ever been.
It's so much fun to be able to talk about, analyze all the different things that make up a good franchise. And I mean, 4 years ago, we could not have this conversation. And throughout the history of the Detroit Lions, it would be a rare year going into a season where you could talk about a competent GM, a head coach that has shown that he can put a team out there and win, that you are talking about a good franchise.
We want to check in with Lions fans and how they're feeling on the first day of training camp. Some of you get a chance to get out and see this team in the next week here. We'll be out on Monday. Dan Campbell said pads out on Monday, John. He said that's when it really starts for him, and that's when we're going to be out there.
Pads popping. There's no better sound.
So where are you at with this team? Because we know emotions are high, right? Passion is real in this city with this football team. We gave you a Dave Burkett stat that no team that's finished runner-up in the NFC has gone on to win the Super Bowl the next year since the 96 Packers. Dan Campbell himself, at the end of last year's heartbreaking loss, said, there's no guarantees we're going to be here again. Where are you at in terms of the expectation? Where are you at in terms of the mood, the attitude for you as a Lions fan? 248-539-9797. Are you all in, or do you understand what historically happens in this situation? You get a tougher schedule, big target on your back. You got to redo all the hard work you already did, and you may fall short. So do you kind of couch it and temper your expectations, or you just rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl? Where are you at?
Rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl. That's 100% where I'm at. Now, there are some realistic things that could happen to hold them back. Some in their control, some out of their control. They obviously, and Dan Campbell has talked about it, it's all about the work. They've got to put in the work. They've got to have that same drive. Hey, you know, last year was fun. It was great. And going to the NFC Championship game, there's only four teams that are playing at that time. You were one of them. However, you didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. You didn't even get a chance to finish the season off the way that 32 teams start the season with the goal of winning the Super Bowl. You came up short. You weren't one of those two teams. And it's all about the work. Now, here's where you could have a little bit of what Dave Burkett is talking about and the risk of playing football. It is, you go to the NFC Championship game, and then all of a sudden the following year, you need a little bit of luck. You got to have guys healthy at the right time. Jared Goff has been very durable. He's been durable because, one, he's a smart quarterback. He gets rid of the ball, but he also doesn't get hit much because he's behind a really good offensive line. Doesn't mean he's not going to take some hits. Sometimes it happens. Quarterback could go down. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, all of these key factors. Penei Sewell. If something happens, it changes the complexion of your team, and it changes the complexion of the ultimate outlook for your team. And so last year, they had some injuries, but they were able to overcome some of those because it was either the opponent they were playing, it wasn't a significant matchup that cost them. But at the end of the year, they were as healthy as anyone. And that goes to, how do you handle things in training camp? Last year, I was a huge proponent of veterans at some point have to play in the preseason. They proved me wrong. I have changed my stance on that. I don't expect that we will see them. In fact, I don't want to see them in the preseason games. I do want them to have those opportunities in practice where they play against opponents that they're going to play in a preseason game. That's where the good work is going to get done. And honestly, even that was kind of my stance last year. I want to see them in those situations because you can script it more. There's not as many TV cameras out there. You can do more against the team that you're playing in practice that you don't want to show in a preseason game.
Offseason's long.
It's painfully long.
Right. And I remember one of the shows I missed, Rieger was in here, and he thought they could take a step back. And I think there was some tension, some shouting, maybe behind the glass with Tom. I don't want to shout at you. If you think they're taking a step back, you can call in and say so. I am of the belief they're taking a step forward. But those are the two camps you're in. You're either going forward into the Super Bowl, or you're taking a step back. And the reasons that you take a step back are history, the simple fact that it's a challenge, that other teams are getting better too, that there's only one team that gets to win the NFC, only one team that gets to win a Super Bowl. You are up against it. This is a tough road, but it is the road they are built to go on. This is the path that they have assembled this team for. I believe in them moving forward this season because Dan Campbell says their identity is uncompromising. It's not going to change. They reinforce their identity. Their offensive line is the key to this football team. They brought back four of the five starters, and the one they replaced with a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, they got better.
They got better at the position that they're already among the best in football. Arguably the best offensive line in football got better. They have two running backs. So John, you talk about wear and tear and keeping guys fresh and making it the whole length of the season, the marathon that is the NFL. They've got two backs that they can lean on. They've got gritty, tough SOBs in St. Brown and Laporta who are going to move the sticks, move the chains, finish drives in the end zone, finish runs in the open field, yards after the catch. They are built to play a physical brand of football. They're still young. They're still on the upswing as opposed to some of the other teams, like maybe the Niners, who have had a couple shots at this, and you wonder about wear and tear, and they're more poised to go backwards than the Lions. I feel like it's a step forward for the Lions. Do you guys agree? 248-539-9797. And how do you emotionally handle that, because this is uncharted territory for Lions fans?
And a key word that you had when you were talking there was they are built for this. So I talked about injuries. I think the only thing that holds this team back is not going to be performance. I believe they're going to put in the work. They're going to continue to get better offensively, defensively in terms of personnel. They're better on paper. And so I think this is going to be a better team than they had last year. Last year's team got the NFC Championship game, a better team. I do think they have a better chance of actually reaching the Super Bowl. The one thing that you can't account for, and you don't know what's going to happen, the only thing I think holds them back this year would be injury. And you just can't predict those.
You can't predict that. I mean, knock on Wood and everything else in the studio. If your quarterback gets his knee snapped in half,
right,
there's nothing you can do about it. If you lose a key player in a big game and you don't have the ability to on the fly make the adjustment, yeah, it changes everything.
And the conversation during training camp last year, as they were going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars, is who would you rather be, Jacksonville or Detroit? Two teams. Jacksonville the year before had made the playoffs. Detroit didn't. They had a great end of the season, but they came up a little bit short. And then as the season wore on, what happened to Jacksonville? Well, Trevor Lawrence ended up getting hurt. They ended up falling apart, and then it was the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans are kind of in the same category as the Lions
this
in regards
trendy,
to
young, this, hungry, yeah.
That had great performance last year. Rookie quarterback and C.J. Stroud, they win a playoff game. Now down in Houston, everybody's thinking, hey, this is the chance for us to take that step where we get to an AFC championship game, maybe the Super Bowl. But it all comes down to injuries. It affected Jacksonville. In 21, the Bengals, right? They go to the Super Bowl. What happens after that? Well, Joe Burrow has been banged up. Ja'Marr Chase has been banged up. Like, they've had injuries. Their offensive line, they didn't do any. I mean, they tried to improve it, but didn't improve the performance. So that's the unknown. Other than that, I do not doubt the performance of this team once they take the field when healthy.
We're talking expectations for this football team as training camp gets underway today. We're talking about, are you emotionally prepared for a step up? We're talking Super Bowl. Or are you emotionally prepared for a step back because of history, because of the challenge, because of the schedule? You fill in the blank. You join the conversation. 248-539-9797. We've got a lot of football going in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have an update on the Tarik Skubal situation. There's always an update, right, John? Today we have for people an update with odds, like the markets, where they... Lions head coach Dan Campbell today at the largest podium I've ever seen in my entire life. The Lions are back at training camp. Good morning. We're talking about our football team. And as he says, they've come a long way and they have to put in the work still. You know, John, as we get to start the season here, the expectations are as high as they've ever been.
It's so much fun to be able to talk about, analyze all the different things that make up a good franchise. And I mean, 4 years ago, we could not have this conversation. And throughout the history of the Detroit Lions, it would be a rare year going into a season where you could talk about a competent GM, a head coach that has shown that he can put a team out there and win, that you are talking about a good franchise.
We want to check in with Lions fans and how they're feeling on the first day of training camp. Some of you will get a chance to get out and see this team in the next week here. We'll be out on Monday. Dan Campbell said pads out on Monday, John. He said that's when it really starts for him, and that's when we're going to be out there.
Pads popping. There's no better sound.
So where are you at with this team? Because we know emotions are high, right? Passion is real in this city with this football team. We gave you a Dave Burkett stat that no team that's finished runner-up in the NFC has gone on to win the Super Bowl the next year since the 96 Packers. Dan Campbell himself, at the end of last year's heartbreaking loss, said, there's no guarantees we're going to be here again. Where are you at in terms of the expectation? Where are you at in terms of the mood, the attitude for you as a Lions fan? 248-539-9797. Are you all in, or do you understand what historically happens in this situation? You get a tougher schedule, big target on your back. You got to redo all the hard work you already did, and you may fall short. So do you kind of couch it and temper your expectations, or you just rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl? Where are you at?
Rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl. That's 100% where I'm at. Now, there are some realistic things that could happen to hold them back. Some in their control, some out of their control. They obviously, and Dan Campbell has talked about it, it's all about the work. They've got to put in the work. They've got to have that same drive. Hey, you know, last year was fun. It was great. And going to the NFC Championship game, there's only four teams that are playing at that time. You were one of them. However, you didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. You didn't even get a chance to finish the season off the way that 32 teams start the season with the goal of winning the Super Bowl. You came up short. You weren't one of those two teams. And it's all about the work. Now, here's where you could have a little bit of what Dave Burkett is talking about and the risk of playing football. It is, you go to the NFC Championship game, and then all of a sudden the following year, you need a little bit of luck. You got to have guys healthy at the right time. Jared Goff has been very durable. He's been durable because, one, he's a smart quarterback. He gets rid of the ball, but he also doesn't get hit much because he's behind a really good offensive line. Doesn't mean he's not going to take some hits. Sometimes it happens. Quarterback could go down. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, all of these key factors. Penei Sewell. If something happens, it changes the complexion of your team, and it changes the complexion of the ultimate outlook for your team. And so last year, they had some injuries, but they were able to overcome some of those because it was either the opponent they were playing, it wasn't a significant matchup that cost them. But at the end of the year, they were as healthy as anyone. And that goes to, how do you handle things in training camp? Last year, I was a huge proponent of veterans at some point have to play in the preseason. They proved me wrong. I have changed my stance on that. I don't expect that we will see them. In fact, I don't want to see them in the preseason games. I do want them to have those opportunities in practice where they play against opponents that they're going to play in a preseason game. That's where the good work is going to get done. And honestly, even that was kind of my stance last year. I want to see them in those situations because you can script it more. There's not as many TV cameras out there. You can do more against the team that you're playing in practice that you don't want to show in a preseason game.
Offseason's long.
It's painfully long.
Right. And I remember one of the shows I missed, Rieger was in here, and he thought they could take a step back. And I think there was some tension, some shouting, maybe behind the glass with Tom. I don't want to shout at you. If you think they're taking a step back, you can call in and say so. I am of the belief they're taking a step forward. But those are the two camps you're in. You're either going forward into the Super Bowl, or you're taking a step back. And the reasons that you take a step back are history, the simple fact that it's a challenge, that other teams are getting better too, that there's only one team that gets to win the NFC, only one team that gets to win a Super Bowl. You are up against it. This is a tough road, but it is the road they are built to go on. This is the path that they have assembled this team for. I believe in them moving forward this season because Dan Campbell says their identity is uncompromising. It's not going to change. They reinforce their identity. Their offensive line is the key to this football team. They brought back four of the five starters, and the one they replaced with a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, they got better.
They got better at the position that they're already among the best in football. Arguably the best offensive line in football got better. They have two running backs. So John, you talk about wear and tear and keeping guys fresh and making it the whole length of the season, the marathon that is the NFL. They've got two backs that they can lean on. They've got gritty, tough SOBs in St. Brown and Laporta who are going to move the sticks, move the chains, finish drives in the end zone, finish runs in the open field yards after the catch. They are built to play a physical brand of football. They're still young. They're still on the upswing as opposed to some of the other teams, like maybe the Niners, who have had a couple shots at this, and you wonder about wear and tear, and they're more poised to go backwards than the Lions. I feel like it's a step forward for the Lions. Do you guys agree? 248-539-9797. And how do you emotionally handle that? Because this is uncharted territory for Lions fans.
And a key word that you had when you were talking there was they are built for this. So I talked about injuries. I think the only thing that holds this team back is not going to be performance. I believe they're going to put in the work. They're going to continue to get better offensively, defensively in terms of personnel. They're better on paper. And so I think this is going to be a better team than they had last year. Last year's team got the NFC Championship game. A better team, I do think they have a better chance of actually reaching the Super Bowl. The one thing that you can't account for, and you don't know what's going to happen, the only thing I think holds them back this year would be injury. And you just can't predict those.
You can't predict that. I mean, knock on wood and everything else in the studio, if your quarterback gets his knee snapped in half,
right,
there's nothing you can do about it. If you lose a key player in a big game and you don't have the ability to on the fly make the adjustment, yeah, it changes everything.
And the conversation during training camp last year, as they were going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars, is who would you rather be, Jacksonville or Detroit? Two teams, Jacksonville the year before had made the playoffs. Detroit didn't. They had a great end of the season, but they came up a little bit short. And then as the season wore on, what happened to Jacksonville? Well, Trevor Lawrence ended up getting hurt. They ended up falling apart, and then it was the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans are kind of in the same category as the Lions
this
in regards
trendy,
to
young, this, hungry. Yeah.
That had great performance last year. Rookie quarterback and CJ Stroud, they win a playoff game. Now down in Houston, everybody's thinking, hey, this is the chance for us to take that step where we get to an AFC championship game, maybe the Super Bowl. But it all comes down to injuries. It affected Jacksonville in 21, the Bengals, right? They go to the Super Bowl. What happens after that? Well, Joe Burrow has been banged up. Ja'Marr Chase has been banged up. They've had injuries. Their offensive line, they didn't do any. I mean, they tried to improve it, but didn't improve the performance. So that's the unknown. Other than that, I do not doubt the performance of this team once they take the field when healthy.
We're talking expectations for this football team as training camp gets underway today. We're talking about, are you emotionally prepared for a step up? We're talking Super Bowl, or are you emotionally prepared for a step back because of history, because of the challenge, because of the schedule? You fill in the blank. You join the conversation. 248-539-9797. We've got a lot of football going in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have an update on the Tarek Skubal situation. There's always an update, right, John? Today we have for people an update with odds, like the markets, where they think Tarek Skubal is going to end up, quotes, and a trade proposal.
Mm.
So some Skubal stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. It's all coming up 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.